Thank you for calling Acedia Claims and Management. My name is Alexia. How may I help you today?
Hello, I just need to report an accident that happened earlier today.
Okay, what's the state?
The date or the state?
The state.
Florida.
Okay, and do you have that VIN number?
The VIN number?
Yes.
Where would that be? That's fleet. Are you there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I see, like, on the little insurance card, it says fleet by the VIN number.
Yes, it would be by the word fleet, that VIN number. Do you have a police report?
Yes.
Okay. And does it have the VIN number on there?
Let me see. Yes. I think I found it. It's W, the number 1, Y, 40, B as in Bob, H as in Henry, Y, the number 9, P as in Paul, T, 1, 4, 3, 7, 5, 2.
Okay, and do you also have the policy number?
Yes. A as in Apple, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, 201-093-27.
Okay, and you said the date it happened today?
Yes.
Okay, and did they also provide you with the plate number?
Yeah. For this is all for my the Amazon van, right?
Correct.
Okay. It's A as in Apple, F as in Frank, the number 8, the number 7, I, R as in Robert.
Okay. And that would be a Florida plate as well?
Yes.
Okay. And can you also confirm the DSP company name, delivery service provider?
Optimal US Logistics.
Okay, so I'm just going to place you on a brief hold while I look into this for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So it looks like a claim has already been filed on my end with that date of loss.
Well, I filed the one with the EM something. The
Okay.
LMET.
Let's see.
And they just told me to call the insurance, so my boss told me to call you guys, so.
Okay, the only thing I can see on my end is the policy number you provided, the claim number, the policy holder, which was Optimal U.S. Logistics, Inc., the reporter was Troy, and...
Oh, yeah, that was the other person. He might have put in a claim, but don't I need to put in one as well or no?
Let me just double check for you just to make sure we don't make any duplicates. So I'm just going to place you on a brief hold and reach out to my supervisor to see if you would need to file a claim on your end as well.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So, no, you wouldn't have to file a claim since a claim has already been filed and it's in our system. Did they provide you with the claim number and the adjuster information?
No. Can I get the claim number?
Yes, I can provide you that information whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so the claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, dash, the number 24-0582-1.
And then you said the adjuster?
Yes, the adjuster that's assigned to the claim. Their name is going to be Devani, and that is spelled D as in dog, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E is an Edward, E is an Edward, and their last name is Wesley, and that is W as in Winter, E as in Elephant, S as in Sam, L as in Lima, E as in Elephant, Y as in Yankee, and their phone number is 478-707-42. 8-4. And did you also need their email address?
Sure, I'll take it.
Okay. It's going to be their first name, Devani, dot their last name, Wesley, at X as an X-ray, claims, dot claims.
Okay, and the last name is Westley or Wesley?
Yes, Wesley.
Got you. Okay.
Okay, and did you also need me to get you connected over to the adjuster?
I don't think so. He just needed the claim number, I guess.
Okay.
If there's already a claim, then, I'll just send him over the information you gave and then, figure it out.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.